The book of Psalms is full of praise and shout to the Lord commands, tells us all throughout the book of Psalms. Do you not suppose it is important if there is an entire book, a whole book of the Bible, the longest book at that, to be full of commandments of praise and shouting to the Lord and giving glory to his name? I don't think it's a coincidence. Think about it. You know, in the medical field, just about probably every doctor is going to go through the same basic course, all of them. You have the same basic courses. But I'm not going to go to the kidney doctor to get my eyes checked out. I'm not going to go to the eye doctor to get my foot checked out. Their book, if you allow me to say it like that, gives specific instructions about the area that they specialize in. So if I need to get my eyes checked out, then I go to the eye doctor because he has read the book that specializes in that. He knows the ins and outs of it, what it has told him and instructed him or her what to do, how to do, what this is and what that is, and how to fix it if it's messed up, how to make it better. So the book of Psalms tells us how to praise, tells us what to do when to praise. So we have to make sure that we are focusing in on what it tells us to do, not just taking it lightly, not just saying, well, I'll do it if I want to today. I've been going to church all week, so I'm a little tired this Sunday morning, so I'm not going to praise him like I did when I was fresh on Monday evening, because I've been going and coming all the week. But the Bible says we are commanded to praise the Lord. It didn't say you praise him if you feel like it today. Praise him if you don't feel like it. It says praise the Lord. Ella said it this morning in Sunday school. She said she wasn't tired this week because the fire has been burning in her. If you allow it to work, it'll work in you. I'm telling you, too long, I did stuff in my own strength. And it wore me down. But when you praise and you let your fire burn, you're operating in the strength of the Lord. You won't be tired. You won't be tired because the joy of the Lord is your strength. You'll find that joy in your praise. Praise should make you happy. Amen. You shouldn't be all doom and gloom. If you like that, then just shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Stand up, run around, shout unto God. Amen. You open your mouth, things will begin to move and change. Your whole circumstance can change if you open your mouth. Long as your mouth is closed, nothing is coming to you. And nothing will get out of you. But if you open your mouth and praise the Most High God, things will begin to change in your life. Things will begin to change in your life. Your circumstances will begin to operate in your favor. When things were going this way, as long as I keep my mouth closed, it's not going to change. But if I can just begin to speak what the Word of God says, what it looked like is not what it is. Because I can say what I want. I can decree a thing and it's established unto me. My faith moves mountains. I speak to it, it's got to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we praise, we're telling God how good he is. Psalm 150 and 6 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So we are commanded to praise. If you got breath in your body, then you should be praising. If you're breathing, you ought to be praising. If you can, you ought to be, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Lord, I love you, I praise you, I thank you. You're such a good God. You're awesome, you're mighty, you're magnificent. Because I'm breathing, I'm praising. Hallelujah, because I'm breathing, I'm praising. Glory to God. Psalm 22 and verse 3 says God inhabits the praises of his people. He inhabits the praises of his people. The New Living says, yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. You inhabit the praises of your people. Psalm 117 in the Passion says, let everyone everywhere shine with praise to Yahweh. Let it all out. Go ahead and praise him. For he has conquered us with his great love, and his kindness has melted our hearts. His faithfulness lasts forever, and he will never fail you. Go back to verse. So go ahead. Let it all out. Praise Yah. Oh, Yah. Hallelujah. Go back to verse 1 again. And it says, let everyone everywhere, y'all and everyone in here. And you're scared, you're seated everywhere, amen. It says, shine with praise to Yahweh. And it says, let it all out. So I need to hear it. Hallelujah. It says, let it all out. Go ahead and praise him. Let it out. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Psalm 145. Also in the Passion. It says, my heart explodes with praise to you. Now and forever, my heart bows in worship to you, my King and my God. Every day I will lift up my praise to your name with praises that will last throughout eternity. Lord, you are great and worthy of the highest praise, for there is no end to the discovery of the greatness that surrounds you. Generation after generation would declare more of your greatness and declare more of your glory. Your magnificent splendor and the miracles of your majesty are my constant meditation. Your awe-inspiring acts of power have everyone talking. What have we been saying? That fire is going to burn so bright that they got to come and see what's going on. So everybody's going to be talking. I'm telling people everywhere about your excellent greatness. Your fire should be able to speak when your mouth doesn't even open. Telling of the greatness of God, amen? Our hearts bubble over as we celebrate the fame of your marvelous beauty, bringing bliss to our hearts. We shout with ecstatic joy over your breakthrough for us. You're kind and tenderhearted to those who don't deserve it and very patient with people who fail you. Your love is like a flooding river overflowing its banks with kindness. God, everyone sees your goodness, for your tender love is blended into everything you do. Hallelujah. Everything you have made will praise you. Everything he's made will praise him. Everything he's made will praise him. Everything he's made will praise him. Hallelujah. And why? Because it's fulfilling its purpose. So your purpose is to praise him. Amen. And all your godly lovers will be found bowing before you. They will tell the world of the lavish splendor of your kingdom and preach about your limitless power. They will demonstrate for all to see your miracles of might and reveal the glorious majesty of your kingdom.